Let me get that. Oh, no. Hold up. I got something for y'all.
I feel like Freako's such the type of foodie that, like, every time he pulls up to a certain restaurant, he does a dance. Like, Donnell's.
Hit me with that.
Different song on every restaurant.
Let me get a chicken nugget.
We up at BK.
All right, let's go. Y'all know who it is. We back. Episode 15.
16. Sweet 16.
Fuck. No.
He's fucking with you.
No, bro. It is 16.
Okay. It's, fuck. We just said 15.
We literally 16. Just said 15. That's why I said it. You piece of shit.
We did.
Okay.
We'll figure it out post-haste.
Leave me alone. Post-haste.
Right away.
I actually wanted to say post-production. But I said post-haste.
Anyways, we back. Y'all know who it is. It's your new favorite podcast. And we are off the rails. That's that convo. Fuck, I almost said the wrong podcast. It's that podcast with hot takes, but no breaks. So strap the fuck in. You know who it is. It's Rich all up in his bitch, potted to my left.
Razzy in the building. Definitely in the building.
Look like you're jacking off.
I was.
Potter to my right.
Lamborghini Mike. Hell yeah.
Lamborghini Mike.
I remember you and Trey, Ricardo, you and Trey were big on fucking, that he was going to blow up after this. This was his Lil Wayne mixtape. Lamborghini Moss was going to just be the fucking rapper.
Are you talking about
the Chad Moss, bro?
Green Light?
Yeah, man.
Green Light 1 and 2. Green Light 1 and 2 are classics.
Oh,
say what you want.
Bow Wow?
Actually, I can't do it well anymore. But
before we go further, this pod, the one thing that carried over from the last pod, I just need everybody to know that
it's lit in here, huh?
You goddamn right it is. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how I feel, how you feel, how we feel. It's always gonna be lit in here.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
That's what Ricardo says after every order at the fence. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Well, let's start there.
Like, do you really want 40 nuggets? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
You see what I'm putting down? I said, let's start there. You said 40 nuggets. You see E4.
Tell me when he go. Did he get kicked out of Golden State today?
No, I don't know, but you saw that, right?
Yeah.
This happened a while ago, right?
Maybe a few games ago.
He got kicked
ago.
Out of Sacramento. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was when they were playing.
It was in Sacramento, you're right.
It was in Sacramento, because they wouldn't kick him out of Golden State.
That was the big issue, though, because he's still in the Bay Area.
But I guess it's because he's such a, like, a ambassador for the,
he
for
is,
the
right?
Warriors.
That's what I heard, yeah.
For real, I thought you were going to say he's so ambiguous.
So kind of gay, but kind of not. I don't know. Ew.
That's not what I'm...
I thought that's what you were going to say.
These are jokes.
Because it's connected to the ambiguously gay duo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Please believe me.
I saw today that he...
You know
like,
where that's from?
Isn't that Steve Harvey? Me?
No, that's from Baby Boy.
Oh, that's a terrible
when his mom's dating Melvin and she's trying to sound cool, she's dancing, she's like, please believe me.
Oh, that's terrible. And it sounds like a black person that grew up around white people would have had to act black for a movie.
But she was really black, which is
but that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about.
She black.
She defined black.
Yeah, no, but she's fine.
His mama?
His mama, yeah.
Man, not Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames?
When he was cooking, butt naked. Yeah. Drinking that Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Who's the finest guy in Baby Boy? Go. You want some? Not Tyrese.
Gun to your head.
Omar Gooding Jr.
Snoop Dogg in a tank top.
No, he's gross.
Did you guys hear what Omar Gooding said? I think it was a DJ Vlad interview when he was talking about big arms, little arms. It was a DJ Vlad interview, and Omar was talking about how Ving Rhames like didn't get out of character and like really punked them throughout the whole fucking like filming of the movie.
He punked them naked the whole movie.
Imagine,
hey little Nick,
you want some eggs?
First of all, don't ever tell me if I want some eggs with your eggs out.
Yeah.
Butt ass naked too, bro.
Put your eggs away.
Not like he took care of catering that whole movie. Just cooked eggs for the whole naked.
What
time am I needed on set?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna be over here cooking. Yeah.
But naked.
Best part of that movie was when Ving Rhames showed me. I guess it's Froggy Style.
Oh yeah.
Remember that shit?
Hey, how many of us was like, I gotta try that shit. I gotta try that shit.
I definitely almost fucking power bombed somebody trying to do that shit.
It had a name, like Zulu.
It was called frog the thrust. Please believe
this,
me.
This is sounding racially motivated. So no, tread lightly.
Oh, it was called the Zulu Bob. Zulu. That was racist.
That emphasis was, yes.
Yo, edit that. Also, clip it.
Also E-40's, like, one of his songs was put on, I read this today, one of his songs was put on a list, on a Billboard Top 100 list, and he's like, oh, for the top West Coast songs, top 100 West Coast songs of all time.
Tell me when to go.
No, and he complained, like, I'm glad that you guys put, I forget what song it was.
The one with Nate Dogg.
It wasn't Sprinkle Me, was it?
No, and no, not Nah Nah, so I should have said Nah.
Not
Sprinkle Me either, which I love Sprinkle Me, but
Sprinkle Me was what I
it was like,
introduced with.
Can I get, nah, I forget the name of it, but he says, but y'all left Tell Me When to Go off that entire list. Like,
that was,
that's
a movement.
Crazy.
That was a movement. Every hood party you went to, every hood party.
The thing is, like, Sprinkle Me and then Nah Nah, they're great songs. They were cool radio songs. But Tell Me When to Go, that was the turn up. That was the one that you know, brought Hyphy to the front.
Yeah. And, so you before pre-pro, you guys were saying, fuck, I don't fuck with you.
You little stupid.
I don't know, you were saying something to that extent. And that's why this popped into my head. Uh-huh. So that's where that whole E-40 shit popped into my head.
Yeah. I don't like how E-40 be wearing his beanies like me. Mm. E-40 wants to be me so bad.
You should
beanies
wear a little,
like him.
Yeah. You should wear little circle glasses.
And just like adjust them like this every time.
Yeah.
Trying to take my style.
That's why
I got kicked out of Sacramento. Ha!
Call everybody weepalization.
Yeah.
Well, oh, that was the best part of, what was that movie called?
I forget.
It started with an S.
Oh, Three Strikes.
No, Three Strikes.
It was, yeah. Three Strikes.
The Strikes is what starts with an S. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Three starts with a T.
Shut up, bitch.
You're close.
Oh, what, you want to win the spelling bee? No, that era of movies, like Three Strikes, I Got the Hook Up. Did y'all ever see, what's that movie? Remember White Mike from Wayans Brothers? It was called the Son with a D, I think.
Oh, no, you're talking, man, what's that one called? Wasn't it with Donald Faison?
I think so.
Donald, the guy from Scrubs.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Zach Braff?
No, the black one.
The black one. Oh.
Yeah.
Donald Faison.
No, because you said Donald and you said no, so I thought you were talking about the white guy, that's why.
Not Black Scrubs, White Scrubs.
That's, I mean, terrible. No. That's terrible. Yeah. That's even worse.
Not White Scrubs, Black Scrubs. Scrubs.
Yeah, that's even worse. No, we're not talking about White Scrubs. I'm talking about
Black
Scrubs.
Black Scrubs is called the Scrub Daddy.
Scrub Daddy.
That's from Family Guy, right?
I don't know.
Stewie says that.
What, Scrub Daddy?
No, that was good, but no.
I got skills, man.
Black Scrubs and White Scrubs?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Don't let the pre-pro fool you. I'm still in rare form, baby.
So anxiety.
Fuck. All of a sudden, I started to panic and cry.
Oh, man, it's called. I had it.
Gary's trying to break me. Not going to work, bitch. Not today.
I had it on a DVD, like Tupac. It was.
Tupac, his name.
I believe you were saying Tupac?
It's pronounced Tupac. No, it was Tupac.
It was Booty Call or Half Baked.
Booty Call's another one.
But it had. What's
the
name? Is it
the Reject? No, not the. Fuck. You know what? What was his name? Anybody know his name?
Not The Replacements, right?
Nah.
And then it also had the black dude from Sister Sister, the
Breaks,
darker skin guy.
The Breaks is what it was.
Yeah, we should be Googling over here trying to figure it out.
It is.
I remember he was licking some eggs. He thought they were titties, but they were sunny side ups.
The Breaks.
Oh, no, I've never seen that.
Never seen The Breaks?
Let me see who White Scrubs is.
White Scrubs.
This one had like Eddie Winslow. It had fucking Cole from Martin.
That's White Wayans?
That's White Mike.
White Mike.
From the Wayans Brothers.
White Mike.
You ever seen
the Wayans Brothers?
You know what? If you guys can find it anywhere, uh-huh. If you guys can find it on any streaming site, mm-hmm. I implore you, go watch The Breaks. Great movie. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, so that was one. So that one, he's like a white guy, and I think he just needs to go get milk. And his day just goes to shit. And basically the tagline is like, these are the breaks. This is just what happens. Like, this is just what it is.
These are the breaks.
Bring it up, bring it up,
bring it up, let go.
But yeah, so that was a good one. But that era of movies, I feel like they don't make movies like that anymore, where it's like it's a comedy and they're silly as fuck, but like they don't try to take themselves too serious. They're not trying to be social commentary. It's just funny. It's just dumb shit that's happening. Like when in Friday when they break into the room with Debo and mm-hmm. Felicia, and they pick up his underwear off the floor with the straw. Like that's just silly shit. Like nasty as fuck, but yeah. Silly shit.
Oh, but everybody remembers that.
Exactly. So it's like I feel
we've
like
we've all been there.
Which part? Fucking Felicia or smelling dirty underwear?
I think smelling dirty underwear.
Yours.
Yeah, no, but you've picked up your, as a child or as an adolescent maybe, you picked up your dirt, your underwear.
Then one of y'all have dookie draws.
Oh, shit.
One of y'all have dookie draws.
Which one of you picks up your underwear and sniffs it?
I never sniffed it, but
I think it was you. Your mom found your dookie draws, right?
Look, this was like episode 3. It was episode 3 of Convos, and I don't like that you're bringing that back up.
I don't want to talk about it no more.
But you know what?
Y'all remember tripping. This movie?
Tripping. I do remember Tripping.
Oh, okay.
That see, I'm telling you, movies like that, or like yeah. I Got the Hookup, or it was another one with a homeboy, but...
Yes. Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes.
I do.
Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the birds.
Oh.
Hit it.
Hey. Hey. Okay.
Bricks on a den, bricks in the car, things to make you a movie star.
Yo, is this your favorite Curtis Blow song?
Who said I had a favorite Curtis Blow song?
This is the only Curtis Blow song I know.
No, there's
Basketball.
Oh, that's Houdini.
Yeah. I was like, wait a second.
We
Curtis Blow ain't no Houdini. That's Curtis Blow?
That's Bow Wow. It's not on green. That's not on green light, red light, whatever
G2,
you guys
G2, G2, G2.
Green light one, green light
we're
two.
We're playing basketball.
Oh, my God.
We love that basketball.
All I see is Fabulous with the throwback jersey.
Dog.
And that is Curtis Blow, just to give you, that was only 15 seconds. I want to hear Curtis Blow.
And Will, Bingo, and Jerry West.
Yo, can we just admit the rap back in the 80s was trash as fuck? You got the Lakers here, and we are the stars. Dribbling ball up to the court.
Yeah, but fucking uncles and grandpas want to push me. Hey, turn that up, bro. Yeah, that's that new Curtis Blow. Well, what you know about that?
It's funny because that's just how uncles spoke.
Yeah.
That's how they sounded.
Hey, Unc.
What's up, nephew?
No, dog. I was telling...
Drunk uncles? Drunkles?
Why did it sound like an AI uncle? What's up, nephew?
Let's be realistic.
That's all my drunkles talk.
My drunkles.
He's on point today. Yeah. You heard him?
Oh, I heard him.
What was the scrub? The
Scrub Daddy.
Scrub Daddy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Like, come on. Yeah, you got to give him credit. Gotta get that boy credit.
Come on. Mike thought we were gonna have a shitty pod.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I didn't say none of that
Mike
shit.
Thought it.
You don't know I go into character.
I was telling Trey, I was in my parking spot at home, and next to my crib there's a barber. Mm-hmm. And he always says what's up. But I told him like we had the most old head conversation the other day, because we don't really talk, we just do this. Mm-hmm. But I get out of the car, I see him from the gate.
Yeah, the car, pull my gun out, pointed at this motherfucker.
So I get out of the car, and he's like, hey man, what's up man, how you living? He's like, and of course, I don't know why I just got into old head mode. Hey man, I'm just trying to get it how I live, you know? Yeah.
Hey, you know me, maintaining.
I ain't gonna hold you.
No, bro. From far away, we're just getting on each other. But, like, you know how you just say something that's not really funny, but you just got to give them the benefit. You're like, ha-ha!
Maintaining.
No, from far away, we're like, ha-ha! Ain't that how it is? Hey, that's how it's going to be. Like, all right, man, I catch you later.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'll see you at church.
Bro, it was
just talking catchphrases?
It was the most old head conversation.
It is what it is.
I got in the car and just started laughing at myself. Like, I don't talk like that.
Yeah,
like I can have an actually profound conversation with somebody, but for some reason we just sort of like just phrases, like life phrases, like hey, if the water melt, what you?
If the water melt, I don't even know that
just
phrase,
random,
but I like
it. No, just like random shit, bro.
But if it freezes, you can walk on it.
Hey, hey, don't let your tippy toes hit the back of your hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just saying random, but from far away.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just funny to me. I just had to tell him, I'm like, bro, I don't talk like this.
You're like, I don't speak like this when you got in your car. I don't talk like this. So you reached under your seat, fucking pulled the strap out. You're like, now I gotta kill him. Who was this guy?
It's a barber next door.
Oh, yeah. You
emphasis on was. Was this guy.
Now I gotta kill him.
No, but that's literally our dialogue every time
have
dialogue. Uh-huh. It's that because usually because I know that's how it's gonna go, I try to avoid it and just do this from far away. Yeah. And he goes like this, and that's it. And I'm like, okay, avoided the old head dialogue. Yeah. But every time, like, I don't, and I hope he feels the same way. Yeah. I hope he's like, we're better than this.
Has he ever cut you? Like, yeah, he ever given you a?
Oh, no, his partner did.
I thought you meant, like, stabbed him or something. Yo, he ever slice you up?
You gonna be able to put out the sarocha on you?
Ever hit you with a $150?
What if, like, you're his great white buffalo or something like that? Like,
he's waiting to, because, like.
Not a fat joke.
I ain't go.
He didn't even say great white. What if he was buffalo? He just cut out.
Nah.
He sees Mike bending over. He's like, when you gonna let me cut, Miss Parker?
You are Miss Parker.
Oh, man.
Mike turns around. He's like,
no wonder.
I'm not a buffalo sound. I just
what'd you say, honey?
All that's left, literally.
With I made our him dialogue, a buffalo, you made him black.
With our dialogue, that's all that's left is me turning into Miss Parker. Like, what? Take care of yourself now, honey. You here?
Little Daisy Dukes.
Yeah, man. I'm moving. All I gotta do is cut these.
Miss Mike Parker.
Let me find out when you saw that homeboy by your blog. You're like, what up, nephew? You ever yell that out?
No. I don't go full. I don't go full old head. I just go halfway to the point where, like, what can I say to make sure that we acknowledge one another, but I don't want to talk for that long because I got to go. Because we both know. That's all. We always just give the peace sign. But sometimes, like, he'll catch me like, hey, man, let's talk. But we don't. We literally like, hey, what's going on, man? Hey, man, I can't call it. Like,
you ever thought maybe you are the old head?
No, I know.
I have.
But you never want to say it. You always want to try to do
everything.
I just
burped in a mic. Did it pick it up?
Probably.
His nose did. Spam breath.
I ate Chipotle before I came. I'll tell you that.
That's spam.
I'll tell you that.
That's what the burp was.
That's what your booty was, too.
Yeah. That's why your booty dead.
That's why your booty dead. It's alive.
No, but it's, you try to, because I still believe I'm a child at heart. So you try to do things to make you seem like you're not your age, but you are. You are your age. And you can tell when you meet people that are either of your peer group or slightly above your peer group, you just get into that, like, different dialogue. It's called, like, well, we're discussing it with Trey, code switching.
Code what?
Code switching.
Code switching.
Yeah.
All
right. Doesn't that also mean when you also dress like a woman, but you're a man?
No, I don't think so. That's, you can look it up, but I don't.
That's clothes switching.
That's clothes switching.
Change clothes.
That's scrub daddy.
Tell me where to go. Tell me what. That's a mashup. A mashup that you didn't know you wanted.
And girl, I promise you.
See, the code switching. Code switching is the practice of alternating between two or more languages or varieties.
I was like Trey using white voice at work.
Yeah, no, but that's what you do. Like, and I feel like it's prominent in the, well, probably in other communities.
I switch it up at work.
In the black community.
At work, I use black voice.
Hello, who this?
Yo, you want some insurance?
No, you answer the phone like Curtis Blow.
These are brains.
I'm just playing with y'all.
Just kidding. Go ahead, leave a message. Did you ever have one of those voicemails? We had a stupid trick voicemail?
Yeah, of course.
You did?
Oh, I was the king of voicemails.
No, I mean...
Back
no,
in high school?
Just that one.
I can see you doing like a song... Or,
of course, but he's talking about that regular prank, just that, a regular like,
yeah, hello, hey, what's up?
Hello, yeah,
I did that too.
You did that,
yeah. If you listen to my voicemail right now, it's professional.
I won't.
If you ever call me, no, it says,
I want to.
Hey, this is Gary. Sorry, I missed your call. I'll get back to you as soon as I can, or something like that. And I love you.
Well, if you call me,
yeah,
you just gonna offer me a free love?
That love you off the rip is hilarious,
yeah,
bro.
Right? Like, it's just enough to keep like a little zinger.
Because it's a beautiful humor.
Yeah.
It's not even like offensive. It's beautiful humor.
The funny thing about that is everybody go ahead, get your bingo cards out. I saw this on your mom's house.
Your mama.
No, have you
the drama.
Have you watched your mom's house podcast or listened to it?
Yeah.
Tom Segura.
I hate the intro though.
And his wife.
So
okay.
Long.
Yeah, it is.
They're just sitting there.
Well, they like told their listeners like this thing to go out and do when you go through a drive-through and you like giving your order.
Mm-hmm.
First, they I don't know if you know this, but they call each other like mom jeans and jeans mm-hmm. and shit like that. So they're like, say hi jeans, and then order your whatever you're gonna order, and at the end of your order, just tell them I love you.
Mm.
And so a bunch of like viewers sent in clips where they like order their shit and they go, okay, thanks, love you. Mm-hmm. And then like this one clip, they told the person in the drive-thru, love you, and the person was like, I love you too. But like, how do you respond to that?
You gotta you definitely laugh, like you said, he left it there for humor, but it's always great
now I
to
call
return
you.
The humor of like, because they don't mean I love you. They're just jokingly with you saying I love you.
Now I want to call you too. And tell you I love you on your voicemail.
Yeah,
no, or it could be one of those things where it's like it's an accidental slip. Like, you know how when you're in school and you accidentally call the teacher mom or whatever. Like one of those things where like you're hanging up the call in the drive-thru. All right, thanks, bye, I love you. Like it could slip out, I think.
How good are you guys at returning phone calls? Because I suck.
Oh,
I'm horrible.
I rarely get them, but when I do return them because I rarely get them.
I'll return your phone call in a text.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Yeah. I'm that way as well.
It depends on the person.
But it also, it does depend on the person. Like,
For me.
I'm going to call my mom.
No, like, it depends on the person and also your relationship with them. So, like, let's say I got a missed call from Mike or Trey.
Mm-hmm.
They don't normally call me. So if I got a missed call from them, it means they wanted to talk to me, so I got to call them back. Same thing with you. If you were to call me ever, I'd call you back because I'd be like, all right, he never calls me. He would have sent me a text. Yeah. It must have been something. So it depends. But like people that call me regularly, like maybe let's say family or, you know.
Yeah, not to get too personal if you don't want to, but how is it with your mom? I think you said it was like different with your mom.
My mom?
Yeah.
Are we at the anxiety part
thanks
yet?
Thanks for bringing it to the pod. No,
that's why I said not to get too personal. You can edit it.
I'm just kidding. No, we're cool, but it's like...
You said that she calls you and you don't like it, or she texts you. It was something that you like bothers you.
No.
With the text call variation.
I think it has to do with calling because, one, she doesn't call me. And then when I call her, she goes, oh, you just remembered you have a mom? She does that a lot. But it's like, a phone works both ways. You call me, you can text me. Like,
absolutely hate that.
But parents always think, you're my child. You should be reaching out to me, which I understand. As a parent, whenever, like, if, let's say, Kay's staying with my parents or staying with, you know, cousins or whatever, and then she doesn't call me, and then I talk to her, like, one of the days, and then she goes, you haven't called me. I'm like, what do you mean I haven't called you? You could call me. You got a phone? I don't gotta call you.
Yeah. My grandma is probably the only person I'll call back other than my mom and maybe Al because just my grandma can't text.
Mm.
She don't know how to text.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I've tried to teach her, but to no avail.
Yeah.
Look at the teacher. Anyways, but yeah.
KRS-One?
But I bring this. Yeah. No, that's the professor.
No, he's the teacher.
Yeah. Okay. No, there's a large professor.
Well, there's a larger
okay,
face.
Okay, guys, stop looking at me.
Fuck! Don't beat me to the joke. I was about to say, yeah, he's sitting right next to me. Son of a bitch.
That's enough.
How dare you step on my joke. But no, he is the knowledge drain supreme.
I'm insecure, can't you tell?
KRS-One, knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everyone. I think he just dropped an album like a couple months ago. Nobody ever heard.
Man, the last KRS song that I heard was... featuring Warren G and this, like, Asian girl. Like, and she's rapping in full-on, I don't want to say Chinese, Korean. She's rapping in a different language.
There was a time where, like, all these different, like, you had Rough Riders, you had the...
Rough Riders.
You had all these different camps that tried to bring in their little Asian rappers.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Rough Riders had one, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, it was Jin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best KRS song?
Step into
a 100%.
Count.
awesome.
You don't like the bridges over?
No,
you don't like, I love it. No, I love it. It's a nasty beat.
There's this other one too on that same album that is sick. I forget the name of it. But,
speaking of old school,
it's got a guitar riff. It's crazy.
Would you guys seeing how her track record is? Would you guys still purchase a ticket to an Erykah Badu show?
Yeah.
Because she's like a Lauryn Hill and Erykah Badu. They're in that boat of
I'll get Erykah Badu before Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, because they're like no shows or they start late.
I don't think Lauryn showed up to a show in like 10 years.
Yeah, because I want to go.
A book show, by the way.
Because Erykah Badu's playing with Mos Def this year and I want to go.
Oh, that'd be sick.
But I'm afraid, because it's at the Crypto, but I'm afraid because Badu.
I think you mean Yasiin Bey.
Oh, God. It's Mos Def on the fucking
It's thing. Most definitely not.
It is Mos Def?
On the fucking
most definitely not.
Who else is on there? It's got to be like Lil Brother. No,
well, and Lil Brother. They're both doing the tour.
There's still two Lil Brothers.
There are two Lil Brothers.
No, but I just mean there's one deceased or something.
No. Fonte and Big Pooh are both alive and well.
I just said Pooh.
And I guess you throw in Ninth Wonder. That's Big Pooh. That's bigger Pooh. But Ninth Wonder also in Lil Brother, even though he quit. And
yeah, keep laughing, bitch.
Lil Brother's last album. I think he caught it.
No, I caught that shit.
Lil Brother's last album. Keep laughing. Was good.
No, but we're just rolling on what we've been saying this
whole time. I'm joking.
We just gonna keep on rolling, baby.
Rolling. Well, anyway, there's a tour and I want to go, but I'm afraid to buy the ticket. So what I'm thinking is there's three shows before the Crypto show, and I'm gonna see how she does for the three shows, and then I'll decide to buy the tickets because she's not showing up to those shows.
She's gonna show up to all three shows,
and then not show up to the Crypto show.
Man, fuck that fourth show.
Yeah, fuck LA. Nah, hell no.
I think you get them. I think if she doesn't show, they'll probably have another cool performer.
Thing.
Or maybe they'll
give you're right. It is Yasiin Bey. It is billed as Yasiin Bey.
Because he doesn't go as Mos Def. He hasn't gone.
Well, you know what it was? I think I was looking at
Instagram. It's literally
post.
His name now.
No, but I was looking at an Instagram post and they had it wrong. And then right now on the internet, it's Erykah Badu with Yasiin Bey.
You won't call him Mos Def.
Any opener?
Huh?
Sorry, what? Sorry, I stepped on you. What?
You're good. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You want me to step on you?
Step on you.
Open them lips.
Step on my head.
I'll put on my heels, my red bottoms.
I whip my hair back and forth.
Is there an opener?
I guess it's just them. But I'm sure they probably have some people there before.
No, because I've seen like some crazy lineup right now. It's like LL Cool J's headline.
It's like a Rock the Bells thing, isn't it? Yeah.
R.I.P.
I saw that and I don't know why I didn't continue. Like I was enticed, but then I saw a couple more artists where I was like, I don't think I want to spend money on that.
What were the two underground?
You said I was in tights.
I was in tights,
and I was like, these things feel too tight. I don't think I want to spend money anymore. My circulation isn't going to my brain.
Speaking of tights, what's up with Kanye and his new pants that look like pant boots?
That's what I said. I was going to say, would you guys ever wear leggings?
No, because I ain't got no ass, Jack. I'm gonna be like those fat Hispanic chicks with my fucking ass in the front.
I wouldn't wear it. The only time you wear
what
something
you mean?
Like that.
Mm-hmm. You could have at least like tried to prop me up a little bit.
It was just saying, that's all.
It's not little, it's nice.
It's nice.
I got ass, Gary.
You got ass.
Thanks, man.
It was funny when he said it because I don't really look at his ass, but it's surprising to me. Like he just said that. Like he's like, I got a small ass. And I'm like, the fuck?
Yeah. And then he looked at my ass. He's like, yo, he's right.
No, I haven't since.
Tell
stand
me.
Up, though.
Yeah. Hey, you want me to do it live on the pod? I'll show you my ass.
I'll show them, yes. They want to see it.
We want to see like small that cakes. Ass, son. We want to see that ass.
You put the camera on.
Yo, Gary.
Oh, hey. That elongated ass is nasty. I want to see that ass.
You first. I want Gary to do it so he can get embarrassed again. And just when he spreads the cheeks, so we get a little whiff of the dookie booty.
That was a tough day. That was
hilarious, bro. I wasn't there, but just the story itself was hilarious.
Yeah, me trying to come out of the bathroom or came right out the shower naked, and then my ass spread. And we looked at each other as we both smelled. I went back in. We smelled a little shit.
But look, listen.
You fought?
When you think about this, is it you showered and you seem like a really like responsible guy with your body.
Showered.
Yeah.
So it was just that you just had eaten, you had a bad diet at the time.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I don't think it was that you didn't scrub your ass. It's just that your body was just filled with fucking filth.
Jumped right back in that shower, tell you that much.
And when you jumped out, I'm sure you covered your ass so you couldn't smell it anymore.
Yeah, no.
When you jumped back in, did you just go bare hand and just get in there?
He was so embarrassed. He's like, ah.
He gave himself a
bag of sand.
Hey, you were speaking of your mom's house. So, so they say that using rags is for poor people. Is a poor people thing.
Yeah.
I use rags now. I was always a loofah guy. But
now you're a rag guy?
Until lately. Well, I bought all these.
Kinda like I'm a chain guy now?
Yeah. A few years ago, I bought all these towel sets. And it came with four washcloths. Ever since then, I threw away the loofahs. And I just, one washcloth for my face, one for my body. And that's how I shower.
I switched to this.
Oh, okay.
These are great. They're great.
Yeah, those are good.
I love those. I still use towels for different parts of my body, but that is fun. It leaves my body smelling. Because I use some different type of body wash, but yeah.
So the real question is, do you feel cleaner with the rags?
I do.
As opposed to a loofah?
I do feel cleaner.
I don't like the loofahs. There's no.
You know what the worst part of a loofah is? When it starts to unravel,
I hate it.
You try to stick it back in and try to make it work, and it never the same.
I never understood why they sold it. Why it's expensive? I'm like, this the shit that I bought right there. Mm-hmm. I get two of those for like $11. Yeah, it's expensive, but like it's fucking worth it.
Fuck you mean you can get a loofah for like 99 cents?
No, but those that he showed that he has, no,
these are fucking great. These don't.
You get those at the Target section, the women's section over there. By the Burt's Bees and shit.
Hey, chill, man. My body right. All right.
I'm not making fun of you. No. I'm just saying that's where you get those at Target.
Hey, when shit, you use that shit, your body feel right.
You know what I used to
use? What's that? Your sister scrub?
Exfoliate yourself, bitch. Smell like spam musubi.
Exfoliate your mouth.
I used to use the Axe or the Dove. Like they kind of look like that.
I know what you're talking about.
You know.
Yeah.
Those never unravel either.
Yeah, but they're still not doing it for me. Like
I got one of those.
I tried it because it did look durable, but it just wasn't doing it. I didn't feel clean.
You know what they remind me of? Remember those back in the day, those Nerf footballs?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They remind me of Nerf footballs, and I think that's why I got
this. This shit right here makes me feel clean.
This shit right here.
And the towels, too. The towels make you feel clean. If you watch like comedic... comedy shows, they're like, the joke is that like white folks use bare fucking bar soap. Yeah,
and they don't wash their legs.
They even use their hands, which I think is weird.
Yeah, they don't use a towel.
I heard somebody say they squirt the body wash in their hands.
Yeah, and then
just proceed to rub that shit all over your body.
No.
Even as a kid, I had loofahs.
You're not scrubbing anything when you
that's the only reason that body wash that we use, and I put the fucking, I put it on that.
He doesn't mean together.
You know, no, I was going
to say. Come on, tell them already.
You put them on your body wash?
I've been really anxious lately because I've been scared to tell you guys. Me and Mike are dating.
We're sharing body wash.
Nah, fuck that. Minus the wash.
We're sharing bodies.
Let's go.
You know, I was thinking about that, actually.
Sharing bodies?
No, actually, it has to do with sharing a body, I guess. But so
Freaky Fridays now?
Yeah, kind of, no, but
if we switch bodies, if we switch bodies right now, would you immediately look at my dick?
I'd probably touch it.
Yo, I feel like that's gay. Like, why not just look at it?
Because if I'm going to be gay, then I'm going to be gay all
the time. He's not sure if he wants to be gay.
Why be gay? Sure. Who said you had to be gay? All I said is, are you going to look at it?
But that's what I'm thinking, like, why doesn't he just look? He's like, I don't want to seem gay, so I'm just going to touch it.
Also, if we switch, it's your body. You can look at it if you want.
No, it's still your body.
And it's still not gay.
And it's almost Friday.
I mean, look.
Talking freaky?
In the movies, the joke is, the first thing the dude does is always look at the package.
Yeah. Like
it's
the
joke, but it's true. If it happened in real life, the first thing you want to do is like, look at the dick. All right. My friend was working with something. That's pretty cool.
I'll probably touch it and the nipples, squeeze the nipples.
That's you want to see the nipple sensitivity?
I'm not not for sensitivity, but just a little squeeze. My nipples ain't
sensitive. That's weird. Yeah. Why?
I don't like nipple play.
I don't like nipple play, but I like to squeeze
nipples.
I'm afraid
that I like nipple play.
No, I like... See, but did you hear what I
gay
said?
Gay
as we're going to get back to it, but
back to your gay comment you just made.
That's not a gay comment. Fuck it. I like being nasty.
Okay, when you said you like flicking, pinching, or sucking.
I hate that I bit my lip. That's what I said.
You said,
I bit my lip and I looked at the camera like, fuck.
Clip it.
I like nipple
flicking. Nip it.
I like being nasty.
Nip it. Hey, man.
Go ahead, say it.
Yeah. No, he already said it. It's already been said.
I said, I don't like to get my nipples played with. But I like to play with nipples.
I've been watching.
Okay,
so that's
I
why
like doing that.
If I'm in your body, I'm gonna
but
squeeze
dude's
my
nipples,
nipples.
Though, like you, I'm thinking you're thinking women's nipples.
Yeah, but
a woman's nipple because you're married.
But it's kind of like Rich got woman nipples.
It's kind of like his buffer.
Or like also in was that? The new Jumanji.
Uh huh.
When they switch bodies and then Kevin Hart says something like, "Oh." Not all of me changed. Not all of me got smaller. Because he's got a big ass dick. Mm-hmm. But he didn't show it, though.
Damn. Too bad.
So disappointed. He didn't show it, though. No, but like, the fact that your nipples get sensitive, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it does.
The fact that your nipples get sensitive?
Like, no, because
mine
like,
don't.
Dudes don't. Shut the fuck up.
Mine are because mine are hard right now because I was just squeezing them for y'all.
What the fuck is this pod? We are off the rails.
The whole time you were doing it was for self-pleasure. It wasn't like if I saw Rich.
Join us.
Some... in there.
Yeah, if me and Rich switch bodies.
Yo, me doing it right now, I get it.
I told you. It's a thing. It's
lucky
facts.
For y'all, we got an all-new nipple cam. Gary, switch to the nipple cam. Clip it.
Oh my god.
Nipple looks
nah,
just
but
like me.
I'm not look, if I'm with my significant other, like
nipple's
if,
hella trash.
If she wants to do like some nipple play, like if she's good at it, like go ahead, do your thing, baby. Okay. But like I'm not gonna be like just go straight for my nipples. Like I want her to just be into it.
How do y'all feel about areolas?
Stay there. What if
I'm here, baby?
What if we saw a titty with no areolas?
Oh,
and I've seen them.
Oh, just the little sausage from pizza?
Nothing.
It looks like that.
Flat like a Barbie.
Oh, are you talking about like nothing?
Nothing.
Like a trans titty?
Trans don't got nipples.
Oh, trans
they gotta have.
Trans titties don't come with nipples?
I just don't understand where you guys are seeing these non-nipple titties.
Oh, because yeah, I've what? Seen. All right, so like.
Who got a nippleectomy?
Well, yeah.
What are y'all?
Nipple.
Doctor said I gotta have a nippleectomy.
Oh my god!
Back to E40.
Oh my god, bro.
How does this, man?
The way this dude thinks, bro. I'm sorry I threw everything, but that shit was hilarious. He said nippleectomy, dog.
No, I also want to know where Gary finds his women with no nipples.
We gonna get attacked by the no nipple having women.
Yo,
no nipple having ass.
Yo, where my no nipple queens at? Show us your non titties.
Oh my god.
Holy shit. Yo, if you have no nipples, would you flash anybody? Is it considered nudity?
Look, okay, if we're getting in this area, I would assume...
Boobity.
No, off of ignorance.
Boobity.
Boobity, boobity, beebity, bada boom. Yeah, I would assume off of ignorance that women that have breast cancer are probably the ones with no nipples.
That's yes. You're true.
Yes.
You're true.
Okay.
No, that's facts. But they don't have no nipples. They have no breasts. That's a mastectomy.
Yeah,
But what I'm talking about is... The
a bag of sand.
No, is like you said earlier, like a Barbie, where it is a titty, but it has no nipple.
Yeah.
So,
would you prefer
hypothetically,
that? Since you don't like nipples, you're saying you don't like nipples.
I said
like
nipples are trash,
bro.
But I only said nipples are trash because they come in so many variations. Like, what if it's like a perfect titty, and then it's like the fucking dinner plate.
I'm a dinner plate guy, man.
You're a dinner plate guy?
Well,
you're also a buffet plate guy, so.
Somebody.
That one didn't land as well. I'm sorry. I take it back.
Okay.
I take it back.
More offensive and hurtful than anything.
That's your friend.
Yeah, man.
It was more mean than funny, and I'm sorry
about
that. You
know what? Your nippleectomy joke was terrible.
You know what?
Stupid.
I'm dealing with a lot right now. I'm really trying to push through, and I'm sorry about it.
No, look, I'm not a fan of just this little fucking thing.
Little
you know?
Sausage.
I don't look if it's if no, I don't. I'm sorry, I don't like it. I need me some fucking different tones.
So you are areola man.
I'm a teardrop areola dude.
You want to switch bodies? You can feel what a barbell feels like.
Excuse me. Oh, I forgot you have pierced nipples.
No, not anymore. But
what do you mean?
Oh shit! You, I remember you used to.
Yeah. Gary, what happened?
Well, I didn't even want to say used to. I remember you had one. I didn't even know you took it away.
Well, I was showering one day, and the little piece came
loose. I got so horny.
And then I just, so the barbell fell out.
The way you play with your titties, I would have assumed
while I'm showering.
Yeah, maybe how, you were how like, does it fall off? Unless
what happened? It came off.
Unless you're in there hitting on one of these.
No, I was scrubbing.
The jerk with the fucking play.
Wait up, Mike.
Hold on. You got me?
You got you.
Play that jerky music, boy.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, guys. My dick is so low. Sorry, camera guy.
Bro, he looked like you were fingering yourself.
It really did, bro. I'm really mad now. Delete that one.
Jerking the thing.
Delete.
So it fell off in the shower when you were using your washcloth.
Yeah, actually, yes.
You poor.
Yeah. And then I just never picked it up. I just pulled it out and never, you know.
Same story as your dick. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, so how do we get to nipples?
I don't know, man. We're here now. Let's pull our shirts off. Oh, because we traded bodies, Freaky Friday style.
So you had brought that up for a reason, mm-hmm. And then I switched it to Freaky Friday. But what was your thing about switching bodies?
Forgot.
I did forget, but I did have a point about Bow Wow and Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
So I listened to a different podcast today where Kevin Hart says that he lost out on the Bow Wow role in Entourage, and I didn't know that.
Kevin Hart?
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard that story too. I don't know where.
But then he picked up the 40-year-old virgin role.
Mm.
Which was fucking great scene.
One of the best scenes in that movie.
And I don't know if I would have fucked with him on Entourage in that role, considering like what he did on 40-year-old virgin.
I didn't like Bow Wow in that role either.
It was cool because the role wasn't like as significant. And not to say that he's insignificant.
Speaking of body parts, remember you can see Bow Wow's balls in one of those episodes?
I remember you're the one who texted me that, you little nasty boy.
Oh, Trey did.
Trey did? Oh, he nasty.
Well, me and Trey texted each other and we both saw it.
Trey B.
So in one of the episodes, he's like having sex, right? And he's talking to Eric. E. He's talking to E, yeah. He's talking to E because that's his manager or whatever, his agent. Yeah. I forget what he is. But he's talking to him while he's having sex, telling him how, hey, you know, you got this audition, you got to get to it. And he's like, all right, I'll be there in a second, or whatever the fuck he says. Mm-hmm. And as he's fucking this chick, they like cut to the chick like riding him. And for a split second, look like you see little bow nuts.
Mm. Little bow nuts, little bow pellets.
Look like you see little doggy treats.
Yeah, thank you.
Some kibble and bits.
Oh, fuck, you got it before me.
Damn.
Yeah.
And we're on fire, though. I love it.
Well, Gary
better than the fucking Lakers today. God damn it.
Gary is bits, so.
Because today is, even though you're releasing it later, today is fucking Thursday.
Game 2.
May the 4th be with you. And son the force bitch. Was not with the fucking Lakers today.
I thought I was going to go all day without hearing that.
No, I got May you, bro. Fourth.
Thank you.
Star Wars guy.
Right at the buzzer, too.
I don't know if I should thank you or not thank you.
Thank you, because I'm sick of hearing that shit.
Yeah, me too.
Nah, come on, man.
May the 4th be with you.
Y'all like y'all ain't with the Mandalorian. Y'all ain't with the Grogu.
You know what else? I'm
about to punch you in your Grogu.
A few days ago, it's gonna be May.
Bro.
You seen that meme?
Okay,
that's another one I hate.
No, I hate that one, but I like May the 4th, but I hate that one. May. I don't know why.
Yo, that the South Carolina... service.
The South Carolina algorithm is trash.
Nah, the service in South Carolina was trash.
Oh, like the cell service.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the service at restaurants. Tell us about your trip.
No. That's all I was at, man. Restaurants. Like, we would eat out.
Best thing you ate in South Carolina. Go.
Once a day. Oh, I tried grits for the first time.
Really? Savory or sweet?
Shrimp and grits. Oh, man. At this one
sounds
restaurant.
Savory to me.
It was good. It was called the Rustic Spoon in South Carolina.
Rustic Spoon.
I met the chef. It was cool, man.
Fuck, like, you meet the chef for?
Small town.
You can't, yeah. Small
G2,
town.
G2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because we were at his house.
And the shrimp and grits at the Rustic Spoon. Okay. Delicious. One of them.
I haven't had grits. Mm-hmm. I hope to try it one day, but I want to try it from either... I want to try it either home cooked from, you know, somebody that has a parent that has a that's well known for grits, or a good restaurant like you went to.
So I don't want to just like I tried grits twice. I tried at this like breakfast spot that they frequent, Alex's grandparents, which the grits weren't as good as this other place.
Okay.
But the breakfast place is really good still.
So your overall best meal was the shrimp and grits, huh?
Yeah, I'd say so. Also took a tour through a brewery, went to a winery where it was just all sweet wines. Not my style. I'm more of a dry guy.
I'm a sweet wine guy, I think. I'll drink wine, whatever the fuck it is.
I'll drink wine.
But if you ask me like what my favorite, I have a favorite, I like I do like sweet wine.
Yeah, well, they had cotton candy.
I don't know. I felt like
cotton candy.
South Carolina, drinking skinny vodka. Like, I just felt like you were gonna say some racist shit.
Nah, well, you know what? Like,
well, I'm glad I can put it that way.
No, they still have like places called like Winfield Plantation and shit like that. Like, they still got. And you know what? I heard this phrase the other day. Like, it don't matter, even if the person is racist. They still polite as shit. Like, they might feel racist deep Southern inside. Southern hospitality. But they are going to say hi to...
Southern
like,
hospitality.
It's like a Dave Chappelle, hello, dorky.
And not that I experienced racism out there. But I'm just saying, like...
Because you were surrounded by whites. They thought you were the help.
Tell us about your plight, Gary.
They thought you were the help. They didn't... They said, don't touch him. He's owned already, so...
Fuck! Clip it!
Hey, yo.
Yes!
Check.
Gorgonite. It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be me. You might be hurt, babe. It ain't no lie.
Did I tell you guys I did karaoke the other day? I was like doing like five songs.
Did you do NSYNC? And also, why'd you do it without me?
I did Backstreet Boys. I didn't do NSYNC. Then
fuck my dick's out. Oh no, Gary, cover me.
I did a few songs, but not NSYNC.
I'm cute as fuck on camera. Look, I needed to pee. I feel great now.
The fuck just happened?
Yeah,
hey, you know what? No, talk your shit, Rich. I'm sorry. You know, that's some hater shit on me. Talk your shit. You a fucking handsome dude, bro.
Thanks, man. I mean, when you go to Gary's bathroom and do a line off the toilet seat, it really picks you up. You know what I'm saying?
I do want to say something, and I'm disappointed.
What? Tell me.
Why are you not a chain guy anymore?
Oh, come on, baby.
There it is.
Come on, daddy-o.
There it is.
Don't you ever disrespect the kid, man.
Chain guy.
Just wait till I come with two. Ooh. Let me tell you something.
Please don't.
Yo, Mike, you're going to like this story because it's in your neck of the woods. I was at the formerly known as Fox Hills Mall, a.k.a. the Westfield Mall now. Piece of shit.
It is.
Anyways, it's the Westfield Mall of Culver City now, I think it is.
Something like that.
Man, that's just Fox Hills. Anyway, I was in the Fox Hills Mall. Shout out to the fucking weirdest constructed mall in the world. Have you been in that shit lately?
Yeah, really? You think
they got fucking fake grass. Their bridges go up and then the other side comes down. It's the weirdest fucking mall on earth.
I see what you mean. Okay.
That shit looks like it was made by somebody who would just like hit the blunt and go, I spilled some grass right there. You're in the fucking mall.
It is weird because it's right by the escalators. And the escalators are weird as well. They have like a weird small escalator area. And then it has the it's just a weird.
The thing that makes it weird is that because there's grass in the middle right by the escalator. Yeah. Like I'm over here trying to get to fucking Foot Locker. And I got to step over people having a fucking picnic in the middle of the mall.
Yeah.
Stupid idea. Anyways, so point is, that was supposed to land. Nothing for that. So, I was in the Fox Hills Mall.
Old man gripe, bro.
Walked up. I know, right? You fucking kids, get off that lawn.
That's probably why they did it, so people could picnic out there and shit.
And so old people could go.
Not out there. They're inside the mall. That's terrible.
Oh, the grass is inside the mall?
It's inside, right next to the escalators, in the middle of the mall.
Yeah.
It's weird as
fuck. Oh, damn. I haven't been there.
But then
there is like a sunroof.
Yo, excuse me. But then you go
top of that area, but still.
You go to the outskirts of the mall, and they got the Lucille's, the Olive Garden.
Yeah, they got the good stuff.
And they got a fucking random-ass barbershop.
What's your Lucille's for?
Shut up, bitch.
Also, Olive Garden's not good.
No, it's not. But Lucille's got this one barbecue sauce. Uh-huh. I think it's the Kansas City style. I don't remember, but it's like yellow. That shit is delicious. Mm. Anyways, the point of this whole fucking off the rail spiel is
Kansas City.
That's why you like big areolas, bitch. Oh, unwanted titties. Let me tell you something. Nobody likes titties with big areolas, Mike.
I'm not saying like just this is a super size.
You.
I just don't like the small fucking areolas.
Okay, well, this was the point of my story.
Isn't please, like, yeah. I was about to say, like, yo, you said all that.
Why are we
that
going back to titties? What happened?
You said all that for nothing?
All that for that?
He got offended. He got offended.
Sit here through that shit?
I did. Fuck. No, the reason for that is that
anxiety and not. Fuck.
Today, Junior. No, the reason is because I was walking through the mall and I walked straight up to one of those fucking fake jewelry carts that they got like in the middle of the malls. Your boy almost copped two chains. I was trying to get some black ones. I was like, yo, let me get these shit in black.
Was it because it was, hey, keep it real. Was it because it was a female? You look good in this.
It was, but
she knew it.
She was like, you want chain? You want chain?
You know,
put it around your neck while you were looking in the mirror.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That looks good.
Do you guys watch that Atlanta at
that's
all?
You.
Little chain says Zaddy.
Oh, man, they put out the Zaddy chain on them.
With a Z, like, going all the way across the word.
The Z, the underlines them, like, everything, and then it's just Addy.
I'm sorry, I don't want to bother you. I know you're here shopping. What's your name? Ricardo. Oh, I had the perfect rich chain, if you want it.
You look like a chain guy.
Funny you should mention.
He unzipped his hoodie. Funny you should mention.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? These old things. No,
you,
but
you had all your chains on that day?
Everything. I look like Mr. T.
These old three little chains.
That's what's under the hat, a mohawk. Like, get off that grass.
I pity the fool.
It's also a bunch.
Yeah. And look at that lady's big areolas. I pity the boob.
Sitting on that grass, them big old areolas. Hate fool.
Why you got the big old dinner plate? No,
give him a chain.
I got a mohawk, and I got the rest of my chains under my hat. That's what holds it up. No, but I was gonna cop two black chains.
Oh,
and then I was gonna show up with my new chains just to see what you
guys.
Wait,
like
no, just stop. Wait, are you going racist?
You going anal beads? Okay. No, I meant beads.
I meant like a chain link. But it was stop. Black.
It's gonna work.
You never seen a black chain. I seen a. Never mind. I almost did it. Jesus knows my heart.
Yeah, we made it, guys. Yeah. We didn't say anything.
We stuck the landing, guys.
Good job. Could have got bad.
Down by the river.
What?
I don't know.
He tried to do it.
Desperately wanted to do a Negro spiritual.
That's not one.
No.
Then good. Then it's not racist.
Damn, no, I'm thinking of
not touching any of this.
We got to land this right. We're doing pretty good. We got to land this right. All PC, you know, PC.
Let's hot step out of this one. Lakers. Did we talk about the Lakers yet?
We were about to.
Oh, we're going into that.
And then you just beep, beep, poop, poop.
I really had to pee, man.
It's all good, man.
I drank my entire coffee, that whole thing. I drank water.
My poor face. You just had a pee boner.
Got a wet back. Hey, you are wet. Okay.
Hey. Okay, down by a lago.
Sounds racially motivated.
Pretty much is. He's been trying to prove that point for the past 1 minute. But Lakers, come on. Let's focus.
All right, so funny thing about the Lakers is that I told Trey before the game started today, I was like, yo, this is going to be a cakewalk. Because I thought they played good in the first game or whatever, and they proceeded to get mollywopped this game.
AR didn't play well. AD didn't play well. Like, I felt like I was watching the game. They weren't giving Anthony Davis the ball. He was just setting picks, and they wouldn't return the ball to him. But he also didn't get open. Mm. He's like, He's like playing afraid. I don't know. He was playing. They were playing him aggressive, though.
Where was the first game taking place?
Both games have been in San Francisco.
I really wish that they would have kept that momentum. That would have been great.
Yeah, but they lost game two against Memphis.
I'm not saying it's over. Yeah. I hate to see the team lose.
I don't think it's over. Trey did say Lakers are done, but I don't think so.
Trey's just
a bad beat. Look, when you got a bad beat. And you're playing a team that's really good. When they get hot, you automatically, because your team hasn't been great during the season, you want to assume, like, we're fucked if this was going to happen. Because, at the end of game one, we were up by 14 in, the last 4 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
They went on a 14-0 run.
Yeah.
Almost lost that fucking game. No.
Yeah.
I can understand Trey's reasoning, but I don't know. I feel like we're going to get Lakers heat again to prove that the fucking pandemic wasn't the flu.
It wasn't an asterisk.
Calling it now, buddy.
I don't know, man. The Knicks look pretty good.
They look good, but they aren't the Heat. They aren't Hemi Butler. Hemi Butler about to come back.
Hemi Butler, but
He's
that
him.
Team had doesn't really have all the
resources. Not resources.
The weapons that the Knicks have.
But they got Hemini Cricket.
And who's the other guy? Oh, they're still Boston.
They got him Allen.
No, stop. God damn it, all right?
They got him Tebow. They got him Hebo.
The Denver Nuggets look good as well.
The Joker won MVP.
No.
No, I'm talking about last year or the year before, right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Heath Ledger.
Were they saying that the reason that they didn't really do good last year was because Jamal Murray was out?
Yeah.
Or was it the year before that?
Yeah. They've been riddled with
injuries. This is the thing. Like, they're a great team. People say what you say, and then at the end, they're just trash.
Yeah.
They're chokers.
Jamal Murray hasn't played in the offseason since, I think, the bubble.
But he's apparently putting up numbers.
Oh, he's great. Yeah. He looks good.
Do you want to know how I got these scars?
Yeah, for real.
How? He's been in his world for like the whole segment, bro. As soon as we decided to say no to any of the hymns, he was like, let me get one of these off. Oh,
that's because I'm Hemi Neutron, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Okie dokie.
You've been working on these, huh? You've been working on these?
No, these are off the cuff. These are off. You can tell when he got the six shooter out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm him, the cool man, Taylor. You know what I'm talking about?
Fucking shit, man.
Yeah, man. Anyways.
All right,
but no, I feel like I'm not losing faith. I feel like I feel strong about my Lakers Heat pick, and I'm sticking to it.
My God! You call me him Ross.
I'm on your side with that. That's what I thought, but I don't know, man. The I saw game two of the yesterday Knicks Heat, and that's also tied 1-1.
So, and the other ones are Celtics. Celtics who?
Celtics, Philly, and Philly is crumbling.
Didn't Embiid got injured? He came back, but they had an awful game when he came back.
Didn't they win one?
Yeah, they won.
They
the first
won
game.
With Harden because Harden put up some numbers, but then the next game Embiid came in and they just crumbled.
And that's your MVP right there, Mr. Joel Embiid.
Weird. I don't really watch basketball like that. Yeah. I can't even say that it's a weird.
No, it was between him, the Joker. Go ahead, make your Joker joke. Okay. And Giannis.
He really was like, no, fuck you. But they were saying that this year was the first year that LeBron didn't get any votes for MVP. Was that well deserved?
He should have got at least, he should have been fourth place, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth Rico? Place.
What?
He's definitely top 10. He should have got one. He's not the top 3 best players, obviously. I just named them. So, but he's up there. He doesn't need another MVP. Plus, he just
look. I'm asking you because I didn't really watch the season for any of the not even Lakers games, but just the NBA as a whole. So, but I did see that headline of
you on strike
of LeBron. good segue though of LeBron. Not getting any votes. But back to his strike thing. So the writer's strike is happening. And what's crazy to me is that on the docket is they want to take AI off, but the fucking studio execs or studio heads are saying, let's leave it on there and we'll talk about it annually. Like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, because the writers are like, nah, because they're going to take our jobs.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like,
already how hard this, to come by.
How is this even on the fucking
docket? They're better than you.
You know what I saw before I picked you up was that while they're now in discussion was, look, while this writer strike is happening, we're going to tap into this AI. When you guys come back off the strike, we're gonna show you the AI script and you can fucking polish it. And I'm like, for what? So the AI could learn how to fucking polish a script?
And so the writers are like, polish this.
It sucks. It fucking sucks, man. Look, Freako was talking about AI earlier with music. The song isn't bad, but I'm not counting it as a fucking fire song. That Drake song you played us earlier.
Well, the thing that I guess is kind of a problem with AI is that, yes, some of the songs do sound good and like the people or whatever, but there's some things that they just don't have that you can tell it's not the actual artist.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And AI is a learning thing. So my fear is, okay, it's probably not at its most, you know, optimal performance right now. Of course it's not. It's learning. So the more that people, you know, give in and say, nah, fuck you, AI, this is how you do it, AI is like, oh, that's how you do it? Okay, thank you. And then AI will learn and make better music. Like, what's that podcast with Will Sasso?
Oh, Dudezy.
So you know about this mm-hmm, podcast, mm-hmm. right? So this, it's learning every episode. Eventually,
watches every podcast.
Eventually, I haven't heard it. I don't know if it's good. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it's going to be a good one because it's learning.
Probably stolen our ideas. If I mean,
Because we're in the algorithm. We're in the ether.
Will Sasso is hilarious.
So, no, and him and him himself. But that AI is going to learn how to fucking.
Yeah, but the AI just gives them topics, right?
Yeah, he's going to learn how to hone in on Will Sasso and say, "This is what you should do. This is going to be fucking perfect for like episodes." Because they've been doing it for X amount of time right now. I don't know if it's gonna be. I don't think it's good because I haven't heard anything big about it. But I just think it's dangerous for all these fucking capitalist, money hungry companies to be investing their money into AI just for profit, because humanity without the ability to enjoy their craft or do their craft is a dangerous thing.
Look at all these people without jobs, because there have been a lot of layoffs lately, but look at all the people that have been replaced by computers. Like at the grocery store, you gotta go self-checkout now at the grocery store. You can't, there's nobody. I loved getting checked out because I feel like they're faster. I got
check it out. Yo,
me and the Kanye tights over here.
I love getting checked out. Hey. You should get some. Hey, real quick, before you jump on that, were those pants and boots together?
Like, I don't even know. I don't even think they're actually leggings, though. I think they're just like jeans, but tight ass jeans. That smooth.
Oh, what are you saying?
I fucked it up. I was supposed to go check it out. But
it's all good.
I couldn't nail it. I was trying to just get lucky. I wasn't lucky.
We believe in you.
But yeah, what were you saying about getting checked out? So you like getting checked out?
AI,
you prefer it to...
Or technology,
to,
yeah.
To my own self.
I also prefer it to self-checkout only because they bag it for me. Mm-hmm. I hate bagging shit.
No, yeah. I'll bag. I always say, bag, you do this.
Not me, huh?
But I need the long counter. I don't like the self-checkout counters.
No, if I'm a... Like, do self-checkout, then I'll bag it. But if I'm going to a check stand, you bag it for me,
baby.
If I'm going to bag it, I might as well go to self-checkout.
No, because there's an old-ass lady checking out my stuff, and now I have to wait for her to come around and bag? No, you give me the stuff, I'll bag.
She's getting paid to do her job. She's going to do a fucking job.
Then I got to stay there an extra half hour.
Bring back bag boys.
They do have them. Where I go, they have them.
No, all right. Some places have them. Yeah. And then, but still, like, some
but
don't,
you know,
and then...
Another thing, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm spending, like, $300 on groceries.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I'm not waiting.
What you're saying is logical, or we're just being funny. Yeah. But the other thing I will say about these fucking stores and CVS now, like, everything is fucking locked up now. Mm-hmm.
That's annoying as fuck.
I gotta wait, because, like, CVS at least has a button. Mm-hmm. At least I know I hear they say, you know, some person in this aisle is waiting. I know they're coming, but now they're doing it in grocery stores. They don't have the button. I have to go all the way to the fucking checkout and say, hey, I want this. They gotta get a key and walk all the way back over there. And I'm like, this is a process. Yeah. All I want is detergent. And then they're like, oh, it's because people come in here and steal. I get it. Yeah. I empathize. But there's got to be a better way.
That's why Amazon is what it is now. Because you can order that detergent on Amazon, if free delivery. It's just not going to get it right then. You're going to get it like in 2 days.
They're doing something cool now to get more money, which is like next day delivery right away.
Next Day Air, another good Blaxploitation movie.
Next Day Air. Yo, Black. wasn't a Blaxploitation.
Which coincidentally has Yasin Bey in it.
Yeah.
That was the only Mike Epps and Ice Cube vehicle that didn't do great.
No, that wasn't Ice Cube in there.
It wasn't Ice Cube.
Nah, it's Mike Epps. It's Wood Harris.
Oh.
Yasin Bey.
Oh, okay.
Yasin Bey?
Yeah.
Y'all seen him?
How many movies did they do? Mike Epps and Ice Cube did Friday, then they did the
First Sunday.
And they also, that was the one that
they did All About the Benjamins.
That was great. I liked that one, but they didn't, that First Sunday.
That was Ice Cube and Mike Epps, but Cat Williams wasn't in that. Did you say Cat Williams?
No. Cat Williams was in Friday, but he also was in First Sunday.
Yeah. Friday after next.
I didn't even watch that. I knew it was going to be trash, the Sunday movie.
Why? Because it's a black movie? It's racist.
No, that's not what I said. You over here talking about black chains and shit.
I like Mike Epps and You People.
I said the chains were black.
No, we heard you.
That's how you gonna do me?
You People was pretty funny. It wasn't like, oh my god.
What do you mean, You People?
What do you mean, You People?
I know we're off basketball, but you saw Dylan Brooks. I poke beers, but he got fired from the Memphis Grizzlies pretty much.
Yeah, they said they're under no circumstances will he be coming back.
That's fucking shady. Like, why announce that the season's not even over?
I know.
Their season's over, but like, you don't got to put his business out like
also,
that.
Also, they didn't have to say under no circumstances. Yeah. They could just surprise trade his ass or something, but they under no circumstances.
The narrative is that he played too much with the King. The narrative is that, you know, he got that treatment.
Mm-hmm.
From the media and the staff at the Grizzlies because of how he treated LeBron.
He poked the bear.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Like, and you know what? Steven Jackson was talking about this. How, like, he's like, I was like that. He's like, you know, Rodman, you got all these players like, what's his name? The guy who does the guitar when he's playing.
Jimi Hendrix.
No, in the NBA, bro. Lance Stevenson?
Lance Stevenson.
Yeah, like he was
my guy.
All the people that ever fucking did that type of, even Patrick Beverly.
Yeah.
They are Dylan Brooks' archetype.
Yo, they getting a ring? You saw that too? Patrick Beverly and Westbrook won a ring?
Yeah. That's what's, so.
Which, don't ask for it. You're going to get it, but don't ask for it.
For, yeah. Because they played for the team. They got traded. They still get a ring?
Yeah. Yeah. So even... Because
you were on that team that won it.
Boogie Cousins, he got let go and went and joined, I believe, the Clippers.
He got a ring.
He got a ring when the Lakers won in the bubble. Okay. I think there were... I heard the whole list today.
Then why say it? I thought it was just something... The way Patrick Beverly said it was like, it doesn't happen. He's like, if they win, I want a ring. Like, well, you are going to get a ring. Shut the fuck up.
There's only one player who... I forget. I think it was Varejao or something like that who declined the ring from the Lakers.
That's admirable, but take it, bro. Yeah. You don't know when you're going to get that shit again. They traded you. They probably traded you to a team that's building. They're not going to win a ring. Take the fucking ring. I understand the pride, but no.
Yeah,
but I didn't know that. The way Patrick Beverly said it, it just seemed like, oh, you're not gonna give me one. Like, if you are gonna get one, just shut up. Mm-hmm. Like, you're with it. You didn't make it to the play. He lost. Who was he with?
Patrick Beverly, the Clippers. No, he was with Minnesota, the Clippers, the Lakers,
and now he's
the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, they did play like in the play-in, right? Or
Chicago Bulls, yes. They lost.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe because he's out.
Yeah.
But Westbrook is probably like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Like,
I love that Westbrook. Yeah. My Elvers sends a text. My favorite Elvers sends a text.
Yo, Elvers' text game is pretty good, man.
Ah, yeah.
He's a funny guy. He's pretty witty. Yeah. I really fuck with his text game.
Oh, man.
Was that rain sounds?
It was supposed to say nah, but instead,
you just turn on the television, no antenna.
I was trying to, when he said Elver, like, it's a good text, I was going to say nah. And then she just fucked up, so it fucked up everything. Now
fucked
it just.
Fucked up everything. Let's get on something fun. And then get out of here. What's fun?
That is hilarious. Let's get on something. Well, hey, come on, guys. Somebody said the fun. Let's get out of here.
Have you ever golfed before?
No. That was perfect, actually. That was perfect. Because yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
Y'all ever golfed? You talking about like Top Golf?
I want to. Have you?
Yeah, I've Top Golf before, but also I went.
Have you Topped off before?
No. Oh, you. Okay, I know why you brought it up. I saw you. Yeah. You went. Was it nice? Was it good?
Yeah, no, that was cool. We were just shoot at a shooting range on their compound.
I thought you were doing holes.
Nah, no.
His wife was there. What the fuck wrong with you?
It's just me and her grandpa. Just going. No, but we were just hitting balls. Like at first, bro, that is hard. Mm-hmm. It's hard. You can't. It's not no putt putt.
You were doing it with. You were shooting golf.
Fuck, I'm too slow.
Yeah, you were shooting golf with the grandpa.
Yes.
So you were talking shit on Instagram about beating the grandpa.
What's your problem? No, because so when you hit the ground.
Uh huh.
And it kind of like you pick up the grass.
Yeah.
That's called like dipping chili or something like that. That's what I was talking shit about me.
Oh, okay.
Nobody knew that, but I Googled it. I'm like, what's a cool way to say I'm just hitting the ground
and this
grass is going everywhere?
I'm out here dipping chili and shit.
Yeah. Did you just Google that?
No.
That's dope, but some sick shit to do because, like, if you say the vernacular, mm-hmm. then golfers going to start hitting you up like you want to go, and if they hit you with the vernacular, you're sitting there all stupid because all you knew was dipping chili.
Nah, her grandpa was pretty good.
Dipping chili.
I'm sure.
Yeah, so he would just get in his stance and knock that out.
I'm sorry to laugh, but it just reminded me. Oh, another fast food. That's what he said. That's what he sings at Wendy's. Dipping chili. Hey, dipping chili.
Dipping chili. You like Wendy's chili?
To this day. To this day.
No, but we should all get. I think for my birthday. Well, I'm gonna be in New York, but I'm gonna try maybe August. Maybe I'm gonna try to even for not my birthday something. Get everybody together in El Segundo to go to Top Golf.
Yeah. Well, I've always wanted to go since I saw it open. But yeah, man, take us out.
I've been there. It's a good time.
Yeah, man. I want to go.
That means you're gay.
So he stopped talking for like the last 15 minutes.
No, 100%. I don't know why. He's
using his
phone.
Shut up, bitch.
He's on point. Like, he's on point. He's been giving us, like, he's like Bumblebee in Transformers.
Yeah.
Just speaking from the fucking, from the fucking phone. Yeah. Shit, you did start as Optimus Prime playing, who was the other one?
Oh, what did I say?
Gorgonite.
Gorgonite.
Yeah, it was Optimus.
Gorgonites.
Gorgonite playing Optimus Prime.
Y'all ready for Guardians of the Galaxy?
I'm watching it Sunday, man.
Sunday. I want to watch it on Sunday.
Oh, you want to or you go?
I want to.
I'll go with a friend of mine. We
You got tickets already?
Yeah, man.
Where do you go?
Century City. Yeah.
Gorgonites. I was actually looking for a drop, but it didn't have it, so I had to just say it out.
No, you gotta take us out. That's why.
Fuck it, shit. I tried to hit it with the Gorgonites. Wait, so Guardians of the Galaxy comes out this
today?
Friday?
Tonight.
To this day!
I was going to watch it today, but then my friend hit me up, said she didn't have nowhere to go.
But my friend hit me up, said, you want pot?
My friend all of a sudden. Try pot?
My friend, I ain't seen him in like 2 weeks. But
I know. Out of nowhere, he's like, yo, we not potting today. I needed that shit. He said, no.
I actually have my tickets already, but I didn't, because I have A-list, I didn't pay for it. So I just canceled the reservation and I moved it to Sunday.
We the cause of his anxiety.
Yeah, you guys are the reason. Y'all the reason I'm over here all fucked up.
Jesus
they won't let me.
The reason.
Nah, I'm cool.
For the season.
Anyways, I just want to tell you guys that all I want is you. That's not the right song, actually. I played Short Thing by accident.
It's cool. I love this song.
Okay, good.
We'll go out to this. It's fine.
Anyways, this has been a fucking shit show of a podcast. Actually, it's been pretty good.
No, it's actually great.
All things considered,
yeah.
Pretty good. We have been off the rails. Y'all know how we do. I've been Rich, all up in this bitch. Potter to my left.
It was all fucked up. Razzie in the building, definitely in the building.
Asshole. Potter to my right.
Big Mike all up on the mic.
Yeah, we out.